Trust me, Chaburo. Singing my Lireach starts from the Mishnah Daf Chabez and Beis and Beya, where Gamliel over there has three kulas. The first one is Mechaber the Bais Biyontif by sweeping the house in Yontif. That we learned Halacha and Simon Shilam and Zayin to Beis. The Cholik among the Rishonim, the place can sweep a house on Shabbos or not. The Rift that brought down in the Mechaber over there says you can't sweep your house even if it's not Merutzah. The Cholik is Sugya is building upon adding on the Mishnah over here and the Sugya Daf Tzadikei. The second thing says the Mishnah is Menichim es Mugmor Biyontif. First thing can put Levayna, these different spices on top of Kecholim, even though they're being lit on fire, to make a Reach Toiv on Yontif. The Gemara goes on, brings down that Rav Blazer Bar Tzadik was walking behind his father and went to the house of Rav Gamliel. Over there was not Yontif, it was Erev Yontif. They brings down a case where they had these pipes, Bar's limb, that had holes to it. They would smoke something, put it inside this kli, stuff up the pipes. They came along on Shabbos or Yontif, they would open up the pipes and will smell up for the room and the place over there for the Orchim that smells very nicely. Kamal Gemoran says, for this, says the Chachomim, even on Shabbos, L'maisa be Mutter, L'adavkan Yontif. And therefore, to send up a room of Maisa is Mutter. Therefore, this cannot be the case of the Machlokes over here, where they did it on Erev Yontif to the case of Yontif, or even a case of Shabbos. Elamai, so what is the Machlokes? So Gemara comes out, the case over here, to put a Reich on top of Begodim, on top of Kalim, everyone agrees it's Osir. However, to do a case over here, to make a Reich over here, to send up the room, it's Machlokes Nichol Negev of Eichol Nefeshanat. That means it comes out, number one, Kalim Vadas Osir, Lukul Elmo. To send up the room, making a fire over here, that's Machlokes. The Gemara discussed about to put a smell into Paris, into food, has a Machlokes, Rav says the mice is Osir, and Shmuel says it's Mutter. Read the sugya slowly. Until now, discussing the sugya of Mechaber and Maver. Do you have a head of Eichel Nefesh on Shabbos or not beside the sugya of Reich? That means you came out three things, comes out negate to Maver and Avoro. That means negate the sugya of Reich ascending up the room. As Maver Avoro, you have a head of Eichel Nefesh. Or Gamliel says you do have a heter. Maaseh Rabbanim say you don't have the heter. However, the Chor point out, this whole time Machlokes is Dafka as Maver. Sending up the room stamazoi sound like it's mutter, without the sugya being mavel oichel nefesh. A second thing, as begonim and kelim on yontif is osur, as avoro as kivoy, on peris machlokes rav and shmuel. That's shlav aleph. Building upon that, this the gemara goes on further and says this idea of putting on top of gecheles for peris that what rav wants to answer. What about you put on top of a cheres? Explains Rashi. You want to put some on top of cheres to smell up over here the peris. Says Rashi, as the sugya of kivoy, cheres is already hot. There's no issa kivoy. As avora, he says, since it's a case of a shinoi, there's no issa avora. So the question over here is, can you put the stomach on top of a piece of cheres? Says Rabbi Yehuda lemaisa it's mutter. Are you being mariach things? No problem. Come along with Rabba and says osir, and he says a new sugya over here. Why kamoled reicha b'cheres? Rashi understands you're being moled reich inside the cheres. A new issa over here. That means we start off the circle of Avor and Kiva and Yontif. We go on further and it says, no Avor and Kiva. We have Machloik is the Issa being Merled Reich and not. Mamshuk, the Gemara, that case over here is the case we have no Kavona to put a Reich in the Paris. What's your Kavona? Your Kavona is for Reich the Paris. But Agav, it ends up affecting over here the Paris. But it says, Gemara, bring down the Rabbi and the Beisha, they both say to Vayu, if you have a case over here, Pesamim, you want to flip it over and put on top of your Begonim that's made of Meshi, a silk over here. In this situation, coming to Gemara, they said, "Avadi over the Issa be molded reich." You have kavona put some inside this silk clothing over here. You have an Issa, sorry, Rabba, sorry, Beisif. The Gemara goes on further and said, "If so, how in the world on Yontif people take hadasim or different besamim and they either cut off the top to make it smell more, or they'll rub with their fingers to make it smell more? You have a bayam inside the sugya, just saying a new idea of molded reich." The Gemara says, "There's a difference between the case of being molded reich and meisiv reich." These are dasim, when you have a smell, you want to add to it, moisiv rech, that's mutter. Mutter rech, that lemaisa is osir. The Gemara ends off, that Igam, Rabbo, and Rabbi Yudah, all saying going to Rav, it's osir, to put a top of case of gacheles, as the sugya of Avorah and Yontif. Maisiv Rav said that top of gacheles, maisiv mutter, as the sugya of Eichel Nefesh. I can't be kids of the sugya. That means it comes out. We have one shlav of the sugya, read back and forth, discussing a sugya of Yontif, Eichel Nefesh. That's Avor and Kivoy, that's not being negated to our sugyo. Intertwined with that is the sugyo Moiled Reich. In Moiled Reich, the Chor comes up with the sugyo of 4 points. Number one, it comes out in the avir, in the atmosphere, the mice is mutter. In the atmosphere, the mice is mutter. Second, akabe cheres for the peris, that's machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbo. Third is, on top of godim, on your silk shirt, that the mice, the Gemara says, also. That's maladreach. Number four, to do malilim with your etzpois, or to cut off the hadasim on top, give a smell, maisevrech, that the mice is mutter. Those are four shlavim, come out clearly from the Gemara and the Gera to us in the sugya. Now, once we have the sugya here, first question is, what is the issa of being maladreach? Mabayah, the Gemara is also. Says Rashi, we're talking about the Mishabu and Simon Tovkof Yud Aleph. First of all, that is the issa drabolim, not one of the Lama Tesmal office. The words of Rashi is, you made something new, and it's close to doing a melacha chadasha. Not fully clearly what that means. The way the Mishabu brings down in Hilchos of Esther, Tofresh and Ches, and before in the way, the Chayodim of Shulchan Asheshitim, they call it Nichon Negeda of Makir Patish. The words of Mishabu, he calls it Mesakim Mono. The Tikim Mono to the Beged that's being Mono Yerech over here. Tikim Mono is usually a word for the idea of drop bottom of the idea of Makar Patish. That means Makar Patish is a final hammer blow, creating something in the last point over here, putting in a beged, smell inside of it, it's now finishing off the beged, now, oh, I think nice over here. There was nothing to get a Mistake Mono. It's fine, we have the Sigur here, and we have the Yisrael of the Isser, Mistake Mono. Do we pass like this Sigur? That means they point out, it's not in the Rambam, and it's not in the Rif, it's not in the Rosh, it's not in the Torah. Not brought down. Those who are tiny like Gam is clear that Rabbah and Abu Yisuf Maisa says Osir. The fact that Rava said the Ketapik Achelas, maybe agrees, it says over here, it's Motor. Maybe the Gemara is ending over the Rava, it's Motor. Like Gam, it sounds like in the Gemara, that Rava is only arguing the Sugya of Avor and Kivor in Asaychal Nefesh. So there is a Rishon Letzion, the first one, that's Arachayim HaKadosh, the Sugya of Beyo. He points out, it's not the Rambam, not the Rif, not the Rosh over here, not the Torah over here. He points out, Luchura, they're saying the Loch is, it's Motor. We do not pass on this sugya over here. He does end off the minik is be machmer, but medina lemaisa won't say it's mutter. I come to mix be machmer, live machm selfik, and it's here for lemaisa can be mekel. At Tzana Sheni, they point out, true is not worth them of these rishonim, but it is in Bahag, it's in the Rekech, it's in the Rajbo, it's in the Magim Mishnah on the Rambam, it's in Goyes Oshi, it's Orzuruah, Maril, they do bring it out, loch lemaisa. So, again, certain rishonim have it missing. Numish Hashem do bring down the halacha that Melil Reich on Shabbos and in Yontif, Lemaisa is also. Halacha, how do we paskin? So it's true, it's not put down the Mechaber anywhere. Not the Mechaber, you can say, why? It's very simple. He follows the big three. It's not the Rambam, not the Rish. However, it is in the Beis Yosef, at the end of 7 Tov Kof Yud Aleph, it did not bring down the Machlokes over there. That means the Beis Yosef is Sosom Lahachmer. He left after the Mechaber. Sheesh Lodin. The Amar, the Elam Sov, wrote it down twice. One Hilchus Yontif and Tovkof Yud Aleph. One by Hilchus Dalamina by the Esther Gitov Reshton Ches. He brings down the Osir to take a cup with the Samim, turn it upside down, put it up your beged. Nichle Isabi Molad Reach. Niva Vada, number one, the Bnei Ashkenaz are certainly Machmer. Wrote down by the Chayodom, by the Kitzer, Mishne Brua, the Graz, the Erech HaShulchan. Now that, even if they smarred the Erech HaShulchan a few hundred years ago, the Kavachayim, they bring down the Rishon Letzion and say, to look at Rishon Letzion, it's only a minig, Medina would come along to be Machmer. That means it's not in the Mechaber, but the Sfadim are Machmer, it is in the Beis Yosef, and certainly the Me'ashkan Davada Mach Medina, we have the Sugya over here. Now the question is, we're only Hilchos Shabbos over here, and it's not brought down in Chel Gimel, not by the Mechaber, not by the Ramah. It's only brought down in Hilchos Yontif. So maybe Shabbos has more of a Tzati Mekel than the Sugya of Yontif. It's a sugya beyo, dafcha beis, dafcha gimel. Maybe Shabbos is more of a tzatir mekel. So the Aruch HaShulchan by the sugya of Teichin, with the Mishmur brings it down, Simon Shin Chav Aleph, discussing taking Bapalim and grinding them up, how to go do it on Shabbos, do a case of a shinoi, the back of a knife, to grind it up. When you take Bapalim, how are you grinding it up? You're putting it inside a beged, and you're crushing it. Now the beged, you can get the smell from this Bapalim, from these peppers. Do you have a question? A shayla of Molad Reach. Come on, the Aruch HaShulchan, he wants a taino. Milad Reach, what's the Isser? Mitzad Noilad. We know the Sugya of Noilad is much more chomo on Yontif than on Shabbos. We know the Sugya of Muksa, even though on Muksa we have on Shabbos, but Yontif is more chomodic. Then the Noilad applies Baker on Yontif, not on Shabbos. If you want to tie, know the idea of milad reach al snoilad applies be ikat to yontif and not to Shabbos. If our sugya is not nagira, the shaila is, hashes our sugya, the idea of noilad is a sugya muksal. Muksa Gemara speaks out why more machman yontif. Us, what is our sugya? Rashi says again, the side over here is oistel melocha chadasha, mesakim mono. Mesakim mono has nothing to do with a chilik of yontif over Shabbos. The passage is, Sakimona is even Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara sounds that way. Even Shabbos would be that way, the Gemara speaks out. And therefore, the way the Pesachim do bring down, the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz brings down on Shabbos. The Shmu brings down on Shabbos. And it seems the Pesachim and the Bia even says, not to Mechalik. The Locha Melody Reich is a Sugim of Sakimona, Sayin Shabbos and Sayin Yontif. I mean, isn't the Gair to us? So what do you pass like this? If you pass my Shabbos, how far I take the aside, or the idea of Melody Reich, when we learned the sugya of Boina, Mamash, the beginning of Shabbos, about 2 years ago. So there we discussed, what is the Isser of a Chashmal? What's the problem of electricity on Shabbos? So Avada, it's the idea of a Chashash deraiso, of Makeh Patish, of Boina, that's a Chaznish, Avada, Chashash, the Gedev deraiso. The Gedev deraiso, you give it usually a Gedev derabbanan. But Avada, you give a Chashash deraiso. The question is, before the Chaznish came along with his Chiddush, Chashmal was around ready for 50, 60, 70 years ago. How is Klai Yisrael knowing with Chashmal before the Chanish was Mechanish to Yisrael, he's Nichol and get a Boina Makar Padrish? What was the Isser? Came along the Beis Yitzchok, he has a Tshuva in Yodeo, Chela Beis in the Maftechlis. He writes over there, the side of the Isser is Meilet. Since it's our Sugim Bein Daf Chof Gimel, he says over there, we're taking this cup, we're turning it over, and putting it inside this Reich, inside the Begit. Over here also, you're creating a Dovah Chadosho, the Koich of electricity, Koich electric, he writes. So what does he say to the Isser? This is Mulid, like Reach, Mulid Chashmal. That's the Isser over here. Achiezer says a tshuva, what is the Isser? He writes, Poshla Dov, Shosem Mishun Mulid. Achiezer says what? Chaim Oizer? That's Mulid. The Rogachov has a tshuva about, he says, Kizem Mulid Or. Rogachov, Achiezer, Beis Yitzchok, the Isser Mital Sugya Mulid. And they say they drop different. One sound like they're saying the Isser is Mulid the Chashmal. I mean, the electricity in and of itself. And the way the Rogachov is saying it, it being Mulid the Or. Not the Chashmal, but the Tetzel that comes out is the light itself. But it's being Mulid. And they send the Sugyan Bayachov Gimel. You're creating a Dava Chodesh Mesakim on a new thing over here. Now, obviously, there's a simple Nafkamino between he's saying the Chaznish, which said they're being Mulid. One is when a person puts a Reach inside his Begad, that's Mulid Reach. Can you now take out the Reach from the Begad? You wash it. That's Malabin, put the Malabin to the side. The Issa being taking out the Reach. Let me see the Valori Inu. And the Valori should be no Isser. If so, can you shut a light on Shabbos Yontif? If it's Isser, it's Alts Baino, Yabayam Tazugir Saiser. If this Alts Moilid, well, there is no Isser of shining a light. Massive Nafkimino. Makabai also be more to Machadish, or he says both. But there is no Isser of shutting something. One major Nafkimino where the Makar the Isser is. A second very basic Nafkimino is we're giving the get of Chashmal as a man of Zeh, get of a deraiso. The idea of Meilet says Rashi, and the place coming down is Drabonon. What cloud do we give it? Which cloud? Is it cloud deraiso? We chosh deraiso. But before the Chaznish came along, they gave it a get of a drabbanon with all the klum and the coolers to get to a sugya of drabbanon. Now, even this idea that saying chashmal is nichol get a moilid, Kamal Tzitzliyaz is mefakfik upon even that idea. So the moilid is usually says one of chamesh chushim, either by the case of touch or hear or smell or see or taste. The idea of a chashmal is none of those. That could be that it depends what you stand the idea of. The koyach is the koyach. The chashmal is neither one. Koyach of the aura is seeing over here. Maisi says he wants to say it's not nichol get a moilid. Even wants to even argue in that. Shlomo Zalman, he has a sefer Ma'ara Eish Hashalom discussing what is the issue of electricity. So over there, being down a sefer Mishpatei Uziel, and he wants to tie the idea of moilid reich is putting the reich inside the beged, changing its form. Where he says when you take a rock or eats, you take out a fire, changing its form. How he said to be moilid, to add to moisa, there is no iser. Then he wants to tie the idea of chashmal. What exactly are you doing? Just passing through, nothing's really happening over here, not changing the form, Shabbai doesn't stay here. They want Tanya, should not be a case of Mulid either. Others want Tanya, another reason, cannot be a Dhamma Shosim, one to another. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman wants to argue it's not Nichol Gelo Moilet. So he doesn't want to argue. Mishpat Yozio wants to argue. Shlomo Zalman ends off the side, why is Chashmal Osir? Kfar Hori is Okid. What is it? The Beis Yitzchak says it, Kfar Hori is Okid, that's why it's Osir. So I think it's known already that Shlomo Zalman, he wrote a parak in Ma'ariv Shalom why it's not Tzadigay to Boino. People told him what's the Hav Mino. He took it out. It was gone as that parak and did not print it. He had no Hav Mino was Boino Ma'akapatish. He took it out. And the reason why at the end of the day he asked it is only Tzad the Sugyo of Moilat El Sugyo. Afterwards he got the letters from Chaznish. He found out it was a Chashash Deraiso. So Vado Chosh Vigeda Vadaraiso. But you have to realize Klaisol gives the getter the ikkis of the issa before the Chanash came along. There was no tzad of boino. The issugi is our sugi, milad reach, creating something, a dovah chodesh, a dear mesakim on a dindu rabban over here. The Shua Sitzchok doesn't want to say, had to maybe apply practically. He says, today you ever have these light sticks that before you break them, they're just regular sticks that no color comes out, and the chemicals inside, you break them, you bend them together, the chemicals mix together, and now they create a light over here. He says he showed it to Yashiv, and he said, they based it on Shlomo Zalman. He said, yeah, that's Molech, that's Molech, that Levad we agree to. Levad it's also, our Sugyo. That means, Gedeval is, of course, not Nichol Sugyo, Baino, Chashmal, Kone, Chaznish, you can argue, go back and forth, but surely Nichol Sugyo, Molech. That means, why is the Issa these light sticks? To break it, the chemicals put together, the Sugyo, Molech, of creating something new, Mesakim on them. Well, coming off Masugya first, can a person use an air freshener? So, again, the Gemara is very clear. The Blazer of Sadek, he went with his father to the house of Gamliel. The Gemara says they filled up these kelim on Erev Shabbos. They stuffed it up, and it came on Shabbos. The Orchim came on Yontif, and they opened up and smelled up the house for the Orchim. The Gemara says even on Shabbos should be mutter. Then if you can use an air freshener on Shabbos, spray into the air. So Moshe says, yeah, the Istabatini says, what do you mean? I don't know Gemara, it's before Gemara. The Gemara says, the Maisa, you can. And Shon Tzubalocha, as in people come, maybe Machalk, his might be different. Maisa, come on, every single cipher. Everyone Maisa, the matter, ear fresh in the room, Maisa, it's passions before Gemara. It's far behind it, the Archa Shabbos wants a taino. Because the idea of making it Tzira Chadosho is only when it goes on something. So it doesn't go on anything, not typhus anything, not the Maisa over here is mutter. I said the biscuit shuvas we spray into the air, it might sometimes land on some furniture, some area that is a kli, and the mice that's ulcer. Mice, you have no kavono, it's only darbonon, it's a case of a gromo, it's not a tzirul. So, vada, don't put it very close to it, that's a case of sacratio. Most of the time, you spray into the air, you have no desire, no interest to land on things, you don't even know if it lands on these things, so mice, don't worry about it. But if vada, use your cycle, and don't put it right next to a kli here, then you'll get to the sugi later on, might be not that simple that to be motel, could be its ulcer. But the standard situation, you just spring into the air, might should not be a problem before Shigemara. That's Aleph. So coming out again, sending in the room is Mutter. We have a second heter in the Sugyo, being Moisevrech. Then Gemara said again, you have these Besamim, or we have a Dasim, Elim seeds. People want to smell on Shabbos, so what do you do? Either you crack it, or you break over the top, or you rub with your fingers over here. The Gemara said the Moise at Smutter can be Moilid Reach. The Loch is brought down by the Mechaben, Simon Shincha Beis Sifei. That's why the Mishmuva brings down the Sugya being Moilad Reach. Because Machabit being Mater Moisev Reach. Moisev Reach and Moisev Mutter. Now the question is, what is the definition of Moisev Reach? It sounds like it's a Mishmuva, Machlokes Graz versus Magen Avraham. That means the idea of Moisev Reach, let's say right now that it already has a smell coming out of it, or the Beged already has a smell. Your Beged already is perfumed up. You want to add to it and put more perfume to make it strong over here. More of a smell. Is that called Moisev Reach? It's being Moisev Reach into the Beged. Well, no, that's not the Gemara's case. The case over here is, we have these Adasim and smell, and want to add more smell coming out of these Adasim, but not inside the Beged. Coming from Magavram, in Tavko Fyud Aleph, it tends to get over here is Tavko to take Lohitzi. Moitzi means Lohitzi and put it into the air. That reminds me of the case of his Mutter. You're cracking it, you're breaking it, you're rubbing it, putting it into the air. The moisim inside the beged, that mice is also. Atzal Hasheni, the Graz, and the Ruch among the Chonim, the Graz explaining the Magen Avraham, or the Pashis arguing the Magen Avraham. And the Graz wants to say the loch is, no, just like a beged already has it, You let me moisiv into the beged. Let me moisiv into the beged. Machloikis. Meister, my mom said to me, machmer to be moisiv in the beged. And look around the achoinim, when the Torah went to be machmer, Shulchan Shloima, the Chememoisha, the Shalomeshiv, or Chashulchan, and the Mishabu and Simon Topkov Yud Aleph says, a beged that already has a rech, to add rech to it, the Meister, also like the Mogan of Rom, it's also. How far is the Osir, or the Getter is, where the Shmir Shabbos brings down the Chayodom, Dafkida adds a lot of smell, a little bit, that doesn't really count. That means to say that you already have a smell of cologne inside your beged, that you moisten to it, which will come to Osir.
Same thing.
Oh, get to. That means, Atzad Hashani, the Graz, he wants to make it inside a beged. He himself says the only time to make it is Dafkida the same smell, two different smells. I mean, you have one cologne already open, and the other cologne, he says, wow, there's no heter. That's not being moisiv. That's a different smell. Even according to him, it's ulcer. Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't understand what's inside. Why is Mishmur Mokavam coming to answer? Why the Chanun answering? The Holy Spirit of the Isra is, you're making a rare chodosh. This is not being making a rare chodosh. But he has a smell being moisiv. Where's the Isra of doing something wrong over here? You can argue the point. The Sakamoni, you're adding to it. Every step of the way is even more to it. Shlomo Zalman says the Chorish, you could be Mekel, the end of a Tzarechin. Maisa Swam seemed to go be'ikalak to the Shmur Magavram. The idea of Maisavarech means to take out and add from the Dasim, does not mean you can put it inside a beged. In this Dasim, you take them and you smell them. You smell a little bit. You want more. Everyone knows usually by Abdullah, right? You crack them, make them smell more. Let's say right now it has no smell. It's been out for a week, 2 weeks, has zero smell. Can you crack them and make a smell come out of the dasim? Gemara's lashon is being moisif. Over here, it has no smell. You're creating a smell over here. It's actually mutru osir. The smell goes on the dasim itself. Ladafka in the air, it's on the dasim. So come on the Prima Godim in Reish Tzadik Gimel and Shilchot Beis. You want a taino? That case not moisif. That should be case. It's osir. Masham brings it down the way. It should be it's osir. The ma'aser. As far as I see, the Eil Maisa does do it on Shabbos, even though it has no smell. And the Maisa, Vikil Achon, disagree. There's a base Yehuda brought down by the Chidah that says, I give the Maisa meaning Lohiti, to take out. And that's how the Mogavam sounds like. The Midrash Torah, Machzor Shekel, the Torah Shabbos, the Debetzinah, the Mezilber. I see Vikil 15 different Swarm come along and say, the Maisa, it's Mutter, Agama has no smell. But I didn't mean Maisa means being Maisa from, it already has the inside of it, and taking out from it. It's not going to be Maisa, Lachosh, it's Mutter. The other one seems to go do it even in a case of Shabbos. So again, number one, what's the case of being Moilid Rech? Then the Maisa is Osir. Maisa Rech, that case is Mutter. What happened? It's neither one. Not going to be Moilid, not going to be Moisif. Doing David's study. Basically, Ein Meskavin. What's the loch in that case? So first, the basics. Ein Meskavin, the loch on Shabbos is Mutter. Ein Meskavin, with the Pesach Ratio, that Maisa is Osir. What's the halacha in this situation with Einim Skam with the Pesach Reisha? So, again, back to the Gemara sounds like, according to Rashi, it's Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rava. The Gemara discusses what's the halacha about putting these besomim on top of a kecheles for the peris. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, and says, Agabi cheres l'mai says mutter, and Rama says it's osir. What is the kimti of putting in the besomim on top of the kecheles? The way Rashi says, be mulled rech in the cheres. They have no kavanah for the cheres. But the Issa Shaboy is being moly reach inside the cheres, according to Rabbah, saying it's osir. Again, we don't want for the cheres, you want for the peris. The way the Rashba says over, brought down by the Shishim of Kubetzes, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara says the Bayah is being moly reach in the peris. The getting involved with Eichlin is an Issa being moly reach. That means it comes out, Pshan of the Sugi, the Machlikis, you have a Raya of Rabbah and Huda's causing the Sugi of Enim Eschavim by the Sugi of being. Mulled Reich not. According to Rashi, it sounds like it's Machlokes Rabbo and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rashi, but there's no right for the Sugyo. The Maiso. Come on, Rishonim discussing the case of an Esrig. Esrig, everyone knows, has a good smell. The question is, can you put it inside a beged on Shabbos or on Yotav, that now the beged will have this smell? Come on, the Rekeach, the Sefer Midhogim, Maril, they're being down to put an Esrig inside this beged. On Yontif, the mice is also inside the sugya being moled reach. Now you have no kavana for the beged coming to protect the esrog over here. Therefore, says Rama in Tov Reish and Ches, also lino al beged afil be Yontif moled reach maril. That means Rama is passing clearly, in the Miskavan, with the Psik Ratio, on Malirech, Osir, where's the Makar? Ariel, we showing them. Burtan Lalocha, by the Lavosh, by the Magavram, by the Eliabo, and numerous places can bring it down the way. Kaisu Shabbos, Shulchan Shloimo, Chai Odom, the Kitzer, or for Shulchan, they Paskin, like any Dabon, Psik Ratio is Osir, he also is Osir. Atzana Shani, the Gdolah Chodim bring down is the Yamshul Shloimo. Yam Shlomo says in Bayan on the Sugyo, he says first you read the Urzirua, when he discusses what is the Isser, he says the Isser, his words are Dakush Kiteshi comes by Recha Baisim. His words are the state of the Isser is only when you have Kavona. You have no Kavona on the Maisets Mutter, Aleph. Basis, I said, I'm bringing a Chloraya. The Gemara says, what is a Kimto? You take this case of some, you turn it upside down, and put it on top of your beged of the case over here, a Shiori, a case of Meshi, of silk. Why does the Gemara tell you what beged you have? That's a silk beged. What is the point over here? Say, you put it on top of your beged. People only wore silk? No, they wore tons of begonia in those days. The Gemara has to tell you, put it on top of your silk beged over here. Why? Well, he says, because a case of they have a silk beged was a kibbutz when you have kavana. They wanted to smell up their silk, all the other clothing they did not care about. So therefore, the Gemara is telling you in a kibbutz that they had kavana for. We're doing it that way in the Gemara. Therefore, it says Yom HaShlemi quotes the Maril and wants to ask for putting an ester inside your beged. So that's merely very sure. Daf in a case of a kavana be also, b'li kavana be mutter. So Yom HaChlekes, the Ramo versus Yom HaShlemi, two Rosh Hashiva, the same Yeshiva. The boy was Rosh Hashiva first, he passed away, Yom HaShlemi came over. For 2 years, he came to Rosh Hashiva, the Yeshiva. The argument is the Isser of Enim Eskaven by the case of Mildreach. Again, it's a case of Psychoratia. Those are Michael, the Nazir Shimshin, the Zetrash Shmuel, Pirchodosh, Ginus Vrodim, Mat Yudo, Shulch Gvoro, Mai Mordechai, Nashom, Grash, Amelech, Rashchai. Pasha sounds like the Machlok Shokol among the Svarim, 17 verse 22, what exactly the Loch is by case of Psychoratia by Mildreach. Maisa, what to go do by Psychoratia Mildreach? So, first, the Adam Sua mentioned there are different Tazes. The Taz in the Loch and Simchit Chavala by the Sugi of Toichin. Again, discussing with Sugil Papalim, putting inside a beged to Koshim on Shabbos, he says you have to be very careful not to put inside of a beged inside the Sugil of Melad Reach. I, Eid Meskavin. So what? He sends you the Sugil of Tzeveya and Semen Shinchof, even though it's Eid Meskavin, Psychoration, my Osir, here also should be Osir. That means you will learn the Sugil of Teichen, over there it's brought down, the Tan says it's Osir, Melad Reach, even though you have no Kavona, if it's a Psychoration, like Tzeveya. Asad Hashani, come on with Taz and Tovko Fud Aleph, and Hilkus Yontif. It brings down a Gam Maril wants an Aser by an Esrig, by Yontif. It brings down the Yam Shlomo, Tmili. The Zeruah is Medurik Tav Kavono. The Gemara is Medurik Tav case of Kavono over here. The ends of Vedvarm Nechayim, the Yam Shlomo is correct. That Davka with the case of Kavono is also, any miscavan might be a situation that's mutter. Sounds like the Taz is Chayzer. Therefore, it says in Mishabruah, in Simon Shinchov Aleph, it brings down the Taz in one place, is Machmer. Brings down the Taz in Elkos Yontif. He writes, Mashmer the Chosim is there. It sounds like the Taz was Chosim Lekulo, there is no Isser. It's Mutter when a person is not Miskavan, the Gamma case of Psik Ratio. If so, when you read the Mishavu and Simon Shinchov Aleph, it sounds like the Mishavu is coming, Maisa, to be Mekel. However, there's a Mishavu, a third place, in Tofresh and Ches, by the case of Esrik. He brings down over there, to Machlokes, and Miskavan, not Miskavan. He ends off Efsher. By the case of B'shasat Chak, that means regular case, no. But B'shasat Chak, Efshir, maybe a person can be Mekel. So the Mishayatim, Prat of Loi Nichalei. So comes out Mishabrua, and Shinchov Aleph, the Maisa, they want to be Mekel. Sounds like he was Chayzer back to being Machmer. I mean, the Tau was Chayzer to be Mekel. Mishabrua sounds like he was Chayzer to be Machmer, unless B'shasat Chak, and even that Efshir. So what to go do? It's interesting, the English farmer, Simcha Bonim, or Ribiyat, they bring down the Maisa in Miskam Sikratia by Meluech is Mutter. Why? Mishmur Shinchov Aleph. They got the Shemir Shabbos, the Urchon Shabbos, they say, Maisa, you should be Machba less, but Shasad Chak, Efshir, why? Mishmur Tovresh Dunchas. And of course, that's the Pashas. Mishmur Tovresh Dunchas was written 25 years later, Maisa, after Yod Shinchov Aleph, Chod Aloch is, of course, should be Machba, but Shasad Chak, maybe can be Mekel, maybe. Now, what's the svar? What's the side? What's my chalik here? Again, we're doing them on both sides. Chalik is a shokel, shalba drabonon. What's the sad to you, Mekel? What's the sad to you, Machmer? So, Shayat Sin, in Tovresh and Ches, speaks out before, what is the side of the machalik over here? So let's go back to the sugya again. Oy, we learned 2 years ago the sugya of Eidim Eskalvin, Psik Reisho. Eidim Eskalvin again, Laluchid Avada, it's water. Psik Reisho, Avada, the case over there is also by the case of Deraiso. What's Psik Reisho by case of Drapalons? Laluchid Drapalons. So within the Mogavrom and Shin Yadal, Sikon Hei, Big Zan, Chubasadeshan, the whole part of Chubasadeshan, the Havmino, the Meister to be Makel. Mogavrom brings down 6 Rayas, the Meister to Aseret. There's no head to by case of Drapalons. Rishimu and Simon Shinta Zain by the Suga of Dvorim by putting the Machzels on top of it. Since Rishimu and Dvorim is Enim Mininitsoid, it's Chlor Raya by Psychratia by the opponent of the Mysets Osir. Coming to the Sharitim, but also he wants Taino, big down the Chemin Moisho. Chemoisho says, the Suid of the Machloikis, Chemoisho Nar Sholm says, what's the loch of Psychratia by the opponents? Think about loch among the Chemin, what the loch is. There's no Taino, it's Mutter. Echlamio, here should be Mutter. No, the case of the opponent. Though it holds the Osir, should be a case of Osir. Therefore, we'll get to it. So first, the Shaitin starts off, should be the same Achloikis. Then, with the Asas brought down by the Prichodosh, Mat Yudo, Primogodim, Chabamoisho, Noritoiro, Nashom, they say it's the same Machloikis, Psychratia by the Abolons. If so, it comes out, those who are Makel by the Abolons, I'm Makel over here. That means look at the Nashom, so the Maisa, I'm Makel by all the Abolons, I'm Makel over here. Prichodosh Lushitos, Makel all the Abolons, Makel over here. The Mat Yudo, Makel all times, Makel over here. Nachbav Yosef, you be even the Mekel old Rabbanon, the Mekel over here. Rishimu himself says, in the Shaitin, I'm Machm by old Rabbanon, right from the Vorim. I'm Machm over here. So what's the Tzadik going further and says, Shasrach Efshik be Mekel? He goes further, one more line. He says, however, I'm Machsa Shekel, he has no reason why to be Mekel. Look up Machsa Shekel, over there he says, the reason why the Mashal is disagreeing with the Ramah, not because it's the Machlok, it's secretion by the Rabbanon. This Rabbanon is an Issachal. It's weaker than all Drabonans. There's no Shtakim Makar for it. It's not Xero Otto Deraiso. It's an Issachal of Drabonans. The Issachal, for this reason, says Mishmur. Ah, we have a Machzah Shekel. Maybe the Mashal is saying a different reason over here. Therefore, Bashashachak, Efshem Yisomachal Machzah Shekel. That means you say the Machloikis is Psik Ratio by Drabonans, Machloikis. Each one of Shitos said, we make over Machmer. Well, Noch Shlav over here. Maybe he make over here. Because the situation over here is the Issachal. Uba Prat says the Sharatzid, Psychration to Loini Chalei, most time it's Loini Chalei, then we know already in the Orch Shito, but Psychration even by the right of Loini Chalei, it's Mutter, we have time to show them that way. We have Machlik Sim Chab, Sim Shin Chav, Sim Yud Ches. Loi Ich Beslei is again a Loini Chalei. Prat Loini Chalei, then about a person can be Mekel, when the case over here, Loini Chalei, with the situation in Miskabin. So come down again, we have the locha of Mel Reich is Osir, Moisiv Reich is Mutter, Enim is Kavin, with the Psychration of Bavucha, Mishmur comes out, the locha is to be Machmer, Lesser Mishas Ad Chak, and then that Peloshin Efsher, or Prat Loini Chalei. Next Shlav, we're saying in the atmosphere of Moisiv is Mutter, we're saying on the Begin, on the Kelim of Moisiv, it's Osir. There are 2 more cases to discuss, on the person, and on food. Where do you put a person? Is it like the atmosphere? Or is it like the case of Mekodim and Kalim? What's the case of food? Under what category to put it? So the Mekor that starts discussing from this is a Taz and Simon Tovkov Yud Aleph. He brings down the Ksas Ksihilois. They're kind of want to wash their hands for Yontif. They put the Shemen inside the water to give it a nice smell when they kind of wash their hands. He says, number one, you have 2 problems. Number one, you're putting the Shemen inside the water on Yontif, being Melirech on the water. And number 2, even if you put the water, the Shem inside the water on Erev Yontif to give a nice smell, when you wash the hands of the Kohanim on Yontif, it now has a nice smell on the hands. So said the Taz, you have 2 problems. Mold Reich in the water. Even do that Erev Yontif, you have a Bayah, be Mold Reich on the Yad of the Kohanim. 2 separate problems. To take one, each one by itself. First, the Yad of the Kohanim. Again, the Taz says it's also Mold Reich, the atmosphere is Mutter. Kelim Gam is Osir. The body, the Yad, the Yadayim of the Kohanim Mice is Osir. The grass goes this way. Chamoish goes this way. Shalom Moshe, Ben Ishchai, Kavachayim, Mice Nei Osir. The words of Mincha Sidcha, Kanchuv, and Chelik Vov, Rabbi Yoisrim. There is no Heta on the Yadayim. Atzad HaSheni, Zecham Tzvi, Rotam Machzal Shekel, he has numerous rayas against the Taz. What he says is, the Gemara's case is, you take these Adasim, the Samim, one with Moilim Betz Boisov, So where's it going on? It's going in the ear on the dasim, going on your hands, the reach. She clearly the maisa, she by the reach on your hand, the maisa is mutter. So he gets involved first in miskav. Those who say in miskav you have no hetter secretion, also secretion. But when they get involved, maybe it's nichol to get a miskav because I want the reach. Maybe it is nichol to get a miskav. I want all my hands. I want the reach over here. So there are two reasons. But Chamshi says he'll ask for secretion. That's his right. One right. But he says we have a mission Shabbos and daf kuf yud aleph. They learn the simchin of zayin that b'nei malachim they want to be sochem v'shemen v'rod with rose oil for refuah on Shabbos. Ma'aseh smuta as sugya Michael Briam. What happens to the sugya of Imal Reach? They're putting in rose oil on top of the body as a makor. Now you could say maybe they have a hetzal makor, but it sounds like don't discuss Imal Reach. They're putting in this rose oil on top of the person's body as a smell of air. What he says, the case of here is not miskayim on top of a person. Like we know that you put on a tzaveya on a person's face, and that miskayim ol drabonon. So he says it's the drabonon upon a drabonon. Who said to be machmer? Said, of course, can the case of yadayim? Then askani is saying, avada, how long does the smell of the hand lights last for? These reasons, says the Chamtzvi, avada, you put shemen inside the water before yontif, avada smuta to wash the hands of a kohen. Brought down away by the Gizvodim, the Shulchan Gavoyo, Benar Toro, the Shai Tshuva, and therefore the Mishneh Berurah and Simon Kufchav Ches, he brings down this machlokes, what happens on yontif. But Erev Yontif, he said, "Bevada yish lismach lahokol to mal reicha bidei kanim." Avada person can put water inside the shemen inside the water and make the perfume up the water before Yontif and wash the kahanim. A gamus be mal reich and yidam the maisets mutter. Once the Mishmur says that, Avada nachorim afterwards paskin like the Mishmur, whether to Shlom Zalman or Moshe or Biyashiv or Vosna Shmir Shabbos, the maisel all this from paskin, it's mutter over here. That means it comes out, put it on your hands, the grass and the tazim of Maisa Aser. However, the Mishmur, and that was the Imei, and before in the way, the Chamsri, then Mekel, on your diamond, the Maisa Tzmutter. That takes a shlav next, further. On your hands, the mutter. But a person's body, there are different avenues. There's the hands, there's the body, and there's Cyrus. Are we in Mekel on all three, or only in Mekel in the case of Yidayim? What's the Svarta Mechalik? Kamal Minchas Yitzchok, and he says, if you read the Sforza, the Cham Tzvi, he said four reasons. One of them, he says, is Yadayim Askani Yasayim. Dafkan Yadayim says, let's read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, why is it mutter? He says, why? Because you put it on the hands of the Kanim, the hands. Once a Mendaik, Dafkan on the hands you have a heter, on your body, you have no heter. The Lutian says, your hands you have a heter, not on your body. Mishnah Yosef says you have no heter on your body. That means those who want to argue say you have no heter on your body. Atzad Hashedi, look up the Cham Tzvi. It says not neviim, but neviim will make even the case of a body over here. And words very clear. There's not shach molrech on boser odom. That's his maskona, not the machalik. He says he hears nochay safa, but he's very clear to be makel on all cases. And therefore, look numerous tshuvas against the rodim. And the place came of Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, of Yashiv. Then the Mekel, everything. Nashik Klein, Rav Voser, Chaim, Shmir Shabbat, Chosai, Archa Shabbos. The Meister, the Mekel. Then Archa Shabbos, a little bit of aura upon him. He says, I know the whole time body is mutter, and I know Mishabur Kavchoches. He said, Mitzchah Zitzchah, that's no Rayo. Kavchoches says, Yedayim, and you're taking the case of the body. Fine, he says, Makori, he sends you to, and the Mishabur is not Chlorayo. But the Meister, look around the swarm, Be'ik, the Namachal, between the case of Yedayim. Or the case of your body. Then the mice is also nichon the heter of being mulled reach on top of a person's body. There's no iser over here. No chshivus of the iser. Take it a step further. What about now the Cyrus? Now the Sfarim Be'ikar discussing putting a besom on top of your beard. Zokon. Not other places. But the question is Cyrus. Now why should Cyrus be any different? If it's mutter on your body, Cyrus should be the same thing. So there's Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara brings down six things are gnai to Talmud Chacham. First thing the Gemara says, Al Yitzik Su Mevusin L'Shuk. Person should not go out perfumed up into the Shuk. The Gemara says, why? Machmu Shchudim Amishkav Zachar. You go out smelling, let's put on the side, the smiles and the faces over here. But the people walked out perfumed inside the Shuk, they're the Chshash of Idea Mishkav Zachar. Says Rav Sheshes, it really depends where you put the perfume. Put it up top of your body. Says the Gemara, the mice said that's mutter. Come to disintegrate the smell. How you put a tavia begodim? That's the iser mitzvah. The sugya of chshada mishkav zachar. That means first Gemara says very clearly, you cannot perfume up your clothing, but you can't perfume up your body. Says Rav Papa, what's the case of Cyrus? In fact, Rav Papa is Cyrus ke bigdei domoi, and therefore it's usser. Cyrus ke guvei domoi, and therefore it's mutter. That means Gemara is claiming under what category is Cyrus? Is Cyrus have a klolim of beget? Or Cyrus have a klolim of the mice of kegufa, his mutter? Take out the Rambam, Hilchos Cyrus in Perakei, since Hilchos Cyrus over here, says here, Bayav, Tam Chochim going out, perfumed inside the shuk, says, now not put a tafel begodim, however, also not put on Sarai. On this, here's. Could be the only shadow upon them, Yishlon and why. But that's what Gemara says. What comes out from the Sugyom, it comes out very clear. The Rambam is passing Sarai as a getter of beggar. Getter of beggar. And then we come to Lachik Tanis a few hundred years ago, and he wants a Taino. We see from this Rambam over here that even though you can maybe put the idea of perfume inside the ear or on a body, but on Cyrus, that's big doy. Then the mice is ulcer. So the Bettina discussing deodorant, on Cyrus? What's the answer? That's big doy. The mice that's also here. Couldn't mean Chazitzkog or Latin? Koshkin, it's also. The Asa body. Certainly in case of Cyrus. Rabbi Yashiv says in Cyrus, gotta be Machmer. Shmur Shabbos, Mitzke Tshuva says in Cyrus, mice to be Machmer. Why? The Gemara is saying maybe it's Nichol get a beged. And that's the Ram Paskins over here. Asad Hasheni, come on, gives a Verodim a few hundred years ago. He says, true, the Rambam is Machmer. Why? Sukh of Chashad over here, Chum over here. Herchad Minakir, Mishkav Zachar, by the Drabonon, a Kalda Drabonon called the Yam Shleimo. Mais is coming to be Machm over here. It's the Rechad Drabonon, about the Sabbath Gemara, the Mais is situation, the Mais will be Mekel over here. Vivi Chavadas is Mekel, Kitzel the Shabbos, you take out the English form, a Ribiat, you take out the Simcha Bonim, the Mais they say the Loch is to be Mekel in case of Cyrus. What's a Shiloh? We have Ram to be Machmer, maybe Dach Kam Chochem, Hilchos Teyos over here, Mitzad Dinoi, to Asar Shabbos, and the Dabonim over here, Maisa come on to be Mekel. So come down the gate to a person's body, three things. Your hands, the Tazin Graz Asar. Maisa, Bikil among the Paiskim, Reyo Paiskim, Maisa Mekel like the Mishpiro or the Imri. The gate to your body is also Shiloh. Harim Mekilim. The gate to your Cyrus, look around the swarm, Machalik Shashokel, what loch is the gate to Cyrus? Do you have a heter? One more shlav, let's say you have Cyrus, then they're not connected to your body. Can you put a scent on Cyrus not connected to your body? Let's be clear what that means. A shaitel. Right? Hey, Nochris. Can women perfume up their shaitel? The scented sprays over here. Now, whether scented sprays between the Sugim Masakimona is a different question. Azar is a different question. But after the Rech Shaboy is in Isser. So every single Sefer says, you don't have that of Cyrus over here. It's definitely get a beged. Therefore, to use a scented spray on your shaitel on Shabbos, Davitzina, Chishir Eipor, Binyam Zilbo, Liyash, Nishma Shabbos, Kizil Shabbos, every single service of the Maisa is no heter. That Avad is a beggar. That Avad is also. That means your wife wants to know to use a spray on your shaitel on Shabbos. Besides for other questions, but the first thing is a scented is no heter. Has been unscented. Taking out the next shlav. Put two sugars together. We said Eidim Eskavin, Spring Mavucho, we should both say the case of Sekresho, Efsher, a person can be Mekel, B'shasat Chak, Pat Lenichale. A case over here of putting on deodorant, we said the sugar of Cyrus. The question over here is, can you put deodorant on your body? There really are three problems when you put deodorant upon your body. Three different things over here. One is first, when you take the spray and you spray it, ready a sugya is a bayah, a side sugya of all the malachas of the Zerah, of winnowing on Shabbos. That means the standard situation of winnowing on Shabbos is taking the shaft and the kernels that mix together, they after you crush them, you throw them up, and the wind separates the bad from the good. Bad from the good. Came on Ramo, at the end of Simon Shinu test, it brings down the Yishalmi. It says someone who spits in the wind and separates the particles, chayiv, on Zerah. Separating things, even though it's not bad from good, bad from bad, yichayev. Azar. Building upon that, they point out, can you use any aerosol can? use a deodorant spray over here. Is there an issur? Maisha Vosen says, Mitzadis Yishami brought down the Amole Chaim. You can't do it on Shabbos. Those who want Tanya, you read the Bialocho, maybe he machmer davka cases are gedule karko. Says our tree, to be machmer on deodorant cans, sprays when it's gedule karko. I once spoke to a Berkowitz about it. But he picked up the can, started reading these words in the back of the deodorant can. So I said, it's not gedule karko. He's like, yeah, you know what these words mean? He started telling me one of the words actually is gedule karko. But I know that if you read the words, what they are. Maybe they are gedule karko. On Tzad HaShlishi, L'maisa, you read the Be'aloch of Maskona, it sounds like we do not pass on this Yishami. We do not offer him Nasho, so you can it's over here. And therefore, most firm, they didn't want to say that the other cans are not working inside the Sukkot Yishami, Yishlo don't want that so. I remember Rabbi Yatta has a whole picture over here. Maybe they want to tell him we don't pass like this Yishami. That's Mutter, that's how the Be'aloch comes out. Therefore, we do not have to worry about the Sukkot of Zer. But number one, there are Peshkim or Machmer on the other cans, or any spray, any air freshener in the air. When you're doing it into the air, it's Mutter. But to use it on Shabbos as spray, you have to know there's your Amor with your Shami, that's not that simple. But all those are Machmer. That's one issue. A second issue, when you use a deodorant can, you're putting it on top of your Cyrus. That means, yeah, starting point, according to Taz and Graz, on your Yadayim is also. Take a step further, on your Kuf, is also. On your Cyrus, Lochak Taz is also. So we have those who already aser on Yisaris. However, get a simple bonner, Rebbe Biyat Maes Namekel on Yisaris. A third problem is, when you use the deodorant can, is you have an undershirt there. Your undershirt you cannot spray. It really comes out, there are two questions on your undershirt. One is, when it says in the can, you're supposed to spray it 6 inches away. Centimeters, is, I don't know, what is it, 12, 15 centimeters? Now, when you spray 50 centimeters away, that's supposed to be very close. It's a situation to your undershirt, if you're wearing an undershirt. Now, if you have the sleeveless ones, usually not, but most guys, a lot of people wear t-shirts, and if it's a situation to your undershirt, that's one question. A second question, even if you take it off, put your undershirt back on afterwards, so now it goes from your Cyrus to your undershirt. These are the three questions to discuss using deodorant on Shabbos as a spray. One again, we tell the signal of the spray, one we tell the Cyrus, one we tell the undershirt over here.
Complex
indeed,
though, whether those are
Cyrus,
whether
that's
a mutter that's considered
Cyrus. I don't think it's the same as sugyo. That means it's not together how far spaced apart it is. Not the get sugyo being mother rech on top of it. That means the question over here, how far, that's a different sugyo. Now, to take each one over here, the get to first Cyrus, to use the deodorant again, the Debatina writes it's also. It says, can you use the deodorant on Cyrus? As you have kavona put upon the Cyrus. This is Shmir Shabbos in Perek Yudalad, the new prince, might say he wants to be a Kirimakel. This Shmir Shabbos quotes the Betzina, he says, Vadel Vietz Mutter, Yachl Yosef, Ribiat, the Kavon of Meister Makel. This is the friend of Makilim. Chodar, Numa Shlavim. Number one, we start off at the beginning, the idea of being Mulad Reach is not brought down by Numa Shoshainim. Again, it's not the Rif, it's not the Ramam, it's not the Rosh, it's not the Torah. That's Aleph. Second is, even the Sata Aser, that those who pass can Cyrus and the Chaget of Gufoy. There's no Isser Gufoy. Third is, interesting idea over here. You have Kavanah for the Cyrus, Kavanah for the pores underneath the Cyrus are there. You can argue very stark that there's no Kavanah for the Cyrus in the Miskavit. The Psegratio. If you have a tzir over here, of the Amos Shloiman, who was placed to say, there's no Isser, Tavin Chayz, no Isser, case of Psegratio. I can't get involved with the Yisoid and the Hetra in Miskavin is. There seems to be a Mavucha among the Achroinim, Yisoid in Miskavin, because I don't, not Miskavin, Chlal the Reach, I want the Reach over here. Or I'm not Miskavin for the Reach in this place over here. I'm looking how to say over the Yisoid of in Miskavin. Void, those who want Taino, you have no Kavona even to put the Reach to you. The Kavona is to take away, so this Rosh Shabbos, the Reach Ra. Void, come this Rosh Shabbos, says, not Miskavin over here. There are five different reasons why to defend the site over here. They do point out, it depends where the Makoy is coming from, is what exactly you're using. That means there's antiperspirant, there's deodorant, there's perfume, and there's cologne. They point out, according to Nishma Shabbos' Sfora, not Miskayim, or Nein Miskavin, or not Miskayim, they point out you won't have the heter of perfume and cologne. You only have the heter by antiperspirant and deodorant. The other Sfora, you can say you have a heter maybe on both over here. You have to know exactly where your heter is coming from, what the mat over here. I mean, usually the Americans have an easier time because they're not putting on perfume or cologne. The Israelis have a harder time because they're putting on that. Usually the Americans are putting on only antiperspirant or deodorant. But again, so that's the gate to the sugya of Cyrus. But the next shlab, a little bit harder, is now you have the undershirt. Now, on the undershirt, again, the case over here is you're wearing your undershirt, your t-shirt, and you're taking it 6 inches away, 15 centimeters away, for the situation to your undershirt. Kimmel was simple bottom, he discussed this case. He says, "My said smoter, why? He holds there's no psych ratio on my lirech. He passed like the Mishabur and Simon Shinchovalov. However, we pointed out Lakhura and Mishabur tough ratio and ches, schis lahmer, and Lakhura only F Shibusasitrak. Therefore, what Berkowitz says, what's the correct thing is, you want to put the deodorant on Shabbos, take off your undershirt. Do not put on deodorant when you wear your undershirt, take it off. No shasat chakal there that you have to wear your undershirt. Just take it off and put on deodorant. But now, need to the next shlav. If so, when you put it on your undershirt now, go from your underarms to your undershirt. Why don't you have over there a bayavim psik ratio? So there already the Archa Shabbos and the Chodesh Shani and the other place came to the maybe at the mice they want to make over here. Because besides the Enemus Kavin, it's only a case of a grumo on the Drabonim. That means we know a gam grumo might be osir, but with the Enemus Kavin, Loch Mekel and Mekel, especially in the case of the Drabonim over here. That means the grumo on the Drabonim and Mekel, grumo Enemus Kavin and Mekel. It's not a case when you're doing the spray, it's miyad. It's afterwards a case of a grumo. Grumo and mice come on Mekel, it's from the same mice at Smotter. So come along to put on the ornament, there are those who are Mekel on Cyrus, Yeshua Milismach, a gam can maybe argue the point. When you do it, the correct thing is to take off your undershirt, then put it back on top of it. So again, it came out, went through three things over here. They get to the atmosphere of Mises Mutter, to put on top of your clothing, Mises Osir, on your body, the different Shlavim, that's the raid. Next thing is they get to food. Now, in food, the food that you eat over here, and the food of the mice that you do not eat. First, they get to food, they're coming to eat. Said the person who wants to put a reich type of peris, masakin lachilo, the sweetening to go eat it. Over there it says it's mutter. Now it sounds like it's not mutter, it's not the head of oichel nefesh, it's mutter, no isser at all. And numerous points can bring down, like there's no tzveh by oichlin, no isser being mild reich inside oichlin, to eat it lemais is mutter. This four should be very simple. If the isser asks masakin mono, sakin mono is makapatish. Is it makar patris masakim mono ba'eichlin? So Elam learned Simon Shir Yeches if Dalit. The Alocha brings down the Yerushalmi and it comes out. But Ikin is no makar patris masakim oichlin masakim mono by case of oichlin. So Medina should be a case over here that's mutter. Again, those who want to say maybe can say that's maybe pshat the mechabi yishlotin. The way the grass is over, it has to be definitely a case you're putting in the reich to sweeten and change the taste of the food. It's time to put it into you like the reich of the food, the smell inside the food. What time there is no heter? That is dafka to change the tam inside the food. Once you change the tam, again, also maybe you have kavona for the rech, then it'll be mutter. But stamp, give the tam mice he wants to answer. Numbers from does not sound like that way. That sound like the mice is mutter put inside food, and they said to food over here, mother rech, no masakim on the food, the mice is mutter. That's the case when you come to eat it. We're not coming to go eat it. What's halacha? So again, we have to go back to the case of the Taz. The Taz over here has a case where you want to put sabim or shemen inside the water on yontif. Came on the Taz and says the mice is ulcer. Even on every yontif is ulcer, it's not putting mother rech on your diet. So you see the Taz putting inside the water on yontif. Water is something that you can drink. He's asking it because not made malachilo. Again, come on the chamtzvi. We're talking about the machzah shekel. It says, what is royal achilo? Has a gedel achilo? And therefore, it's mutter. He says, we have no koich to ask of things. That's only chum over here. It's mil drabonon. A machma olavol ahavirayo. And then times, even though you're not using it for achilo, lemais it's mutter. The rachayim ha-kodesh on the sugya, we shall see, and said, lemais, we go this way. So machloikis on things that can be used for achilo, but we're using it to wash hands for achitza, what's aloha? Taz versus chum tzvi. Lemais, the taz again is coming to say, it's also. Look around the Achrayna, among Avram, Kuf Chav Ches, and Tov Kuf Yud Alf, the Maisa Yizmachmer, Shukla Zay Shittim, Chai Odom, Shai Tshuvo, and therefore the Mishibruo, and Kuf Chav Ches, he brings out the Mismach Lekis, the Taz, the Mismach Shekel, however, Tov Kuf Yud Alf, the Maisa Yizmachmer. Of these, very clear, the Loch is that you do not have a heter put it on top of your hands, when you put the some inside the water on Yotiv, Dafkan every Yotiv you want to be Mekel. Once the Mishnah Berurah says Machmer, from Zalman, Yashiv, Avozna, the place can look, they can be Machmer on things that are not Ruy Lachilo. Once a Machmer on things not Ruy Lachilo, Lisa, the case of Elam discusses by these toilet dispensers. That means we have over here this blue bar of soap that people put inside their toilet. Now, we discussed already two other sugyas, beside the sugya of Tzveya, beside the sugya of Machek. At Tzveya, we point out the numerous places in the Maisu are Machmer, and if we should not get the blue ones, get the white ones. Again, I'm not those who argue, but it sounds like the Machmer is the sugya of Tzveya. The little sugya of Machek, also discuss among the Achronim what the sugya is and Machlekes. This was Yemekel, those who want to be Machmer. The question is focused in the gate to us, the sugya of Meledrech. What happens when water wash goes over it, there's reich over here. Now, just to be clear, these blue things can be put in three different areas. They can even be put inside the toilet tank, inside the toilet bowl, or in the urinal. I'm discussing over here only what's inside the toilet bowl. That means on the side over here, when you flush, the water comes down, hits the blue soap, and mice now has its smell of the reich. Is that mutter or is that usher? A smell of the reich? I mean, can you flush your toilet bowl on Shabbos? Or do you have to make sure you take out the white soaps that are there before Shabbos? So come home, Liashiv. Then what Maisa says, what's that? Smell the reich, Aser. I.e., it's lachila, it's wood over here. Maisa, you're passing like the Taz Mishmuah. Now, even though, even can you argue, it's real lachila. You're passing, if not used for lachila, Maisa is no heter. I come along with Simcha Bonham. He says, therefore, it's Aser to have in these perfume dispensers inside the toilet bowl until the sugar being milled reich. Baya is the Chura, a simple one is Mekel with the Enves Kavim. The Kavim is Psek Resho. Chura, it's a kasha upon him, why does he come to Machmer? Now, since he doesn't want to call Nichle Gedev Kavona, I have a hard time to understand why Nichle Gedev Kavona. Chush because of Enves Kavim. If you Mekel the Enves Kavim with the Psek Resho, when you're flushing, you're doing it because that's what you always do. Whether the soap is there or not there. You call the chicken's head whether it's alive or not alive. It's a situation. Mice should be butter if you always want all cases. I've already said the bottom. Why do we mean Machmer? I'll tell the Shani, the mice, the newest place going to Mekel. The Moshe, the Dama Zilber, Arletzian, Sliezer, Shagamayer, 15 different strong mice are Mekel over here. Say there is no Isser on these toilet dispensers inside the Sugya Melod Reach. Why? We'll get to. Just one more slab over here before we get to all the Svaras. There's a question in general. A person was doing Mel Reach not to put Reach in, but take away the bad smell. Is there an Isser to take away a bad smell? Now, I mean, we said before, and let's say you already have a smell inside your baguette. A nice smell. Can you take out the smell? Let's say you take leather, and you want to wash off the smell. We never see there's an Isser to wash off a smell. So maybe taking out a bad smell is like taking away a smell. Maybe there is no Isser taking away a bad smell. So the Shilas Yaivitz, when he has a Shuman, says, what's Isser taking away a bad smell? Says the Shagamaya, what's this taking away a bad smell? So the Aizna Taino, maybe we're here, we're coming to go do the toilet dispenser, taking away this bad smell. The Gavin Pesach Yeshuvah says, it really depends. It says the older ones were taking away the bad smell. It says the newer ones, says the Pesach Yeshuvah, they put inside a good smell, because you want a double. You want to take away the bad smell, and put in a good smell.
It's a fresh one, it doesn't have a bad smell. Just putting in a good smell. You know, against the bad smell in the toilet.
So, no, sometimes it's bad smell also in the ear over here.
So you're putting in water into the water.
So it depends what's doing over here. So you can go, so you have to always do it. Maisa, what's the reason to be Mekel? Call that like nine different svaras why the place can't be Mekel. Number one, again, like yourself in the beginning, the idea of Mel Reich is not brought down not by the Rif, not by the Rosh, not by the Rambam, not by the Torah. So you always have to always realize the whole idea is starting off, it's Machlokes. The Nubian Shem do not pass like this. Aleph. Second is, there's no Issa being Mel Reich inside water, according to those who come three. A gam is not really shtiyah, but he holds mice. It's a get of water, as a get of eichel over here. Third, it says it's liyazer shagamaya is nicha get of grama. Grama, grama chumah ben yoyel. Rama bring it down. There's not yachin over here. Map in the case of Mel Reich. Now you can argue the point. Maybe it's bitkin the mayo. Could be really depends maybe where the toilet dispenser is. That means. When you flush, you open up, it hits it right away, or it's on the side, it has to spin around and get to it. So it could be depends where the soap is a grum or bitka de mayo. It's not clearing, the sugya is a grum or not bitka de mayo. That's the third svar they want to tighten off. Fourth, says Archa Shabbos, Shagamaya, Tenem Eskavin. Psik Reish is Machlokes. We have Yom Shlomo already. Half the Svam of Maisa make a case of Psik Reish over here. Well, he comes along and says to Eliezer and says, you're not mischaven on all that they have a Reach Toiv, only to take away the Reach Ra over here. Come take away the Reach Ra. Another story is, the one Taino is that not Mischaim. We said before, on the dime, Ascani is not Mischaim. What happens, he stays there, and then Flush goes next time. How long did it last for? A couple of minutes, and then disappears over here. The Ori Yitzchak one Taino is not forget of Klachayat. But one of the better Tainos, or biggest Tainos, to say every piece is Mutter, says the Orcha Shabbos, that he's bevar by the Mumchim and the Bekiyim, what exactly is happening when you have the toilet dispensers inside your toilet bowl. He said the Be'ikwa, what they're doing over here is that when the water comes and there's a bar of soap, it washes off the top layer, and then the area, the next layer, the air comes out and it goes into the atmosphere. The kavon is not to put the smell inside the water. The kavon is to put smell in the atmosphere, in the air. That the Gemara is mattering it. Aisa derech agav the mayhi psikresh goes inside the water. Fine, then all the swarers want to matter it. But that's not your kavon akiyuza. Your kavon in the point and the tachlis of what they're really doing over here is, it's put in the atmosphere. It's metzias. Well, I'm just metzias, go hand in hand, avada, poshut. That's what's happening over here. They only want time. Mice should be mutter over here. So again, there are those, you have to want to be ashram. Do you know that was a metzias over here? Mice, I'll be all these swarers, the that seem to be why the nahogi is when you have the white ones inside. Not worry about Tzveya. As the Sugim of the Reich seems to be the Moin Amos Yimekel. As a Machik, they get involved with other Svarez Wati Yimekel. Even they say, particularly in the urinal, with the white ones, they say maybe do it on the side. Okay, so that's not going straight on top of it. Don't hit it straight on the white ones. So you have gets around the Sugim of Machik over here. But otherwise, the Mice, there's Starker Svar, why not Nichol get him of the Reich? These 8-9 different reasons over here. But Moshlav, and this idea of putting a Reich inside water that's not where the Shtiyah, something called mouthwash. Now, the different types of mouthwashes on the market. As far as I know, all the Americans, the type that they have is that you buy a whole container of mouthwash. So, that's a standard one. And you see that on there also. Better, what are you doing? You're taking it, you're washing out your mouth. So, over here, the question is, can you wash out your mouth? According to Taz, the Graz, Yesh Lodin. Because over here, just like you cannot put on your hand a reich, on your goof, on your saris, you can start clearing in your mouth. Maisa, once you go like the Mishnah Berurah, on your hands is mutter, and then you tell me, your hands, your daim askoni the same, mouth is the same thing, talks a lot, also disappears very quickly over here. Look what they point out, once you make on your hands, the paiskim, Mishnah the Imei, comes free. Maisa, come on, the paiskim say, to wash out your mouth, of course, not be a problem using your mouthwash. The Betzino, Rav Scheinberg, Shmir Shabbos, Rav Voznes, Shagamaya, Chachani, no problem. They do discuss, let's say you have a case over here of antiseptic. We learn the sugya by the idea of refuah and simon shin chav ches. You have a bayah to use Listerine on Shabbos after the sugya refuah. We point out then, most places can go, once Listerine is a Michael Bream, even though you might use it because you have some chel inside your mouth over here, for there should be no issue of using Listerine inside the sugya refuah on Shabbos. That's a standard mouthwash. There's another type of mouthwash in the market. You buy a small container, and you have water, and you take a couple of droplets, and you put droplets inside the water, you shake it around, and then you wash out your mouth. So inside your mouth, there is no problem. But what are you doing? You're taking the droplets, and you're putting them inside the water, and now you're being mulli reich inside the water over here. Are you allowed to go do that on Shabbos? Now again, you tell me water is royal l'shtiyo, but not myself. In this situation, first of all, I don't think it's royal l'shtiyo. And the way you pass anyway, even if it's royal shi, not using the shi, should be also. Therefore, the Archa Shabbos, the Ribiyat, the Yashav Mice, they want to answer it. And again, you could ask on the Ribiyat from Kabbalah, they want to answer it. Is it Nechon Gedev Kabbalah in the Meskavin? What exactly is it over here? Are you Meskavin to be Mulli Rech inside the water? Or are you Kabbalah to be Mulli Rech inside your mouth? You don't care about the water. Chodeke the Psikratio. Not Meskavin inside the water. Who are you not? And therefore, Mishal Mazamun asked this question. And he said, it's not Miskavin. And so the Maestro said, what's not Miskavin? Why to be Machmo here? Let's be making the situation. Again, the Orcha Shabbos says, it's not for Fakvek. Is that Miskavin? Not Miskavin. Go back and forth about it. I think it's not Miskavin. But Moshe says, Moshe, we want to say, it's not going to get a Miskavin. I'll give you the point over here.
Do it in the meanwhile.
I don't want in the water. I just want it when it goes in my mouth, washed around. I need a way. I don't. The way I get to it is not my point. How do I get the chicken's head to play with? By cutting over the body of dying. Fine. I don't want the water to smell. I just want to wash. My kavana is to wash you around with the water. If let's say would not smell at all, would I be fine with it?
It wouldn't help
you. It would, because the other could get spread around inside the water. I do not have any interest in the water get smelled. I always want this thing to be spread out in the water. Once it's spread out in the water, I'm not kavana for it. I got my know it's happening that way. I have no interest. I have no desire for the water to be smelled. I want mouth to be smelled, and that's it. Fine. Shlomo Zalman says, "Och Shabbos." Yeah, I hear. I think it's in a miskavet. So that's my colikis. Take next shlavu. Pasha, is everyone putting in smells over here for a good smell? Let's say a person wants to be mother to reach. He has this spray over here. He wants to put on a bad smell on the person. Bad smell. Can you go do that? So come with a buzzer. And he says, you have these cannons over here with water, bad smell, it's on Shabbos. If you have an issue over here of also being Mother Reich on the Charedim over here, besides other Bayot, on Shabbos, I'll be Mother Reich. So Vosa says, who gives Mother Reich bad or good? The Meister is being Mother Reich. The Choshmi, okay, it's also over here. Well, the Choshmi, no Chalik, this one make you say that way. So I asked my kids, I told them, sorry, it's not clear, and if so, can a kid let out ear on Shabbos be Kavono? Can then the undergarments have a bad smell? It's a question to get your kids involved over here. So you could argue the point. Now, the whole Yisrael over here is Misakamono, a ticket, there's no ticket in the begging over here, there's no tzarech over here. Maybe the Yisrael over here is when they have these water cans, they wind down the bad smell over here. There is a Kamon over here. Mikra was discussing in the olden days the bug repellents. They now they have a good smell, they used to have a bad smell. So people would spray themselves with a bad smell to keep the bugs away. So the question was, can you do that on Shabbos as Mel Drech? You want time, then the should be also. Pasha is not doing the same sugya letting out air, because that no one comes in the sack in the beckon over here. No one has a tzeruch and need for it. I know kids like doing bekavana. Some adults who act like kids, really act like kids. But actually, I don't think it's nichol the isser shavai. I got maybe tell them it's also don't do it on Shabbos, and then during the week after Shabbos. But my said the mother reaction should not make a difference whether it's bad or good. They do point out if so, can you use the bug repellents on Shabbos. Now today again, they usually don't have a bad smell. The shell is the way they make it now. Is that you smell a drop, but the bugs do smell it. The bugs have a sense for it, and they smell it. So they come along to the Jabotino, and he wants a Taino. Can you use the smells that the bug smell that you don't smell? He says, if you don't use it, Lamacha, his words are Gav and Katelo, they'll come to kill you. But Maisa, you have a choice. You kill them, or they kill you. That's a choice over here. He says, Maisa, on this side, and if Ozbek wants to go this way, Taino is, since you have no smell, there's no answer. And this Shabbos says, certainly, what? On anything, yeah, there's no smell there. It's a mashu. There's no smell.
Something have a slight smell.
I say a slight, yeah, they're right. The word of the Tina is a slight smell. No problem. Yeah, that's not Yikavon over here. Also, again, not sorry, but he said, no, Biki, that's not Nichol, it's a shmoy. Yes, that's not a smell. And then the Shabbos said, Maisa is not Nichol, get a smell. To end with one last case, practical. The Sigur Tovar Shudchas, the Sigur of an Esrik, inside a Begad. Now, 30, 40 years ago, when I grew up, if I grew up, you used to put the esrog inside pishtun, inside flax. Now, question is, can you take out your esrog and yontif and put it back inside the flax? Today, what we have plastic, we have styrofoam. Mice, the esrog, the smell goes on top of these things. How do we deal with an esrog that's brought down tov pishtun ches inside the sugar mother dreyach? The mother mice is saying it's also inside a packet. How do we apply it practically to get it to us? That means, number one, putting it inside a beged, take the esrog, wrap it up with a beged, that l'maisa, it's machloikis, ramor versus yamshu shloimo, it's the sugi of eid miskavik. L'maisa, the Meshigua says to be machmer, unless b'shasat chak, efshir properly nichale. That's all. Second is, what about to put it back? Says a Maril, brought down by the Magavon Meshigua, you already took it out of the plastic, out of the flax, the pishtun, you want to put it back? Maisa, it already has a smell, not doing anything over here, the Maisa is allowed to put it back. I'm not allowed to put it back. The question is now, the third shlav, can you put something new there? So come on the Shir Knesset HaGdolo, 200 years ago before the Magen Avraham, he's discussing when you already have this flax around it, or what they used to do, you have a flax around it, they want to put a beged around that. Can you switch the beged that's around the flax? He wants a taino, the chura, switching the beged around the flax. It's hitting the flax. It might get the beged. Seder. Come to Eli Rabbo. Mommy beseder. It's a gracious ulcer. Said the Bikur Yaakov. Tovrej and Ches, Orchlaner. My shit's ulcer. Kavachayim wants to say maybe it's no machlaikis. What is causing it depends how much pishtun there is. The lot of pishtun, maybe you won't get the beged. Eli Rabbo and the Orchlaner is causing it with a little pishtun, we'll get the beged. It sounds like if we have psik ratio to get to the new beged, we also. No shasat chakov. Keep the old beged over there. It's not only to our cases. Today, no one has pishtun anymore. Today, we have, again, the plastic bag either around the esrig. Can you switch the plastic bag? You have the styrofoam around the esrig. Can you switch the styrofoam? Can you do that on Shabbos? On Shabbos and Yontif. Can you switch it? Come on, Debetzino. Now, Debetzino, again, he passed away in the 1980s. He's causing pashas the plastic. He did not have the styrofoam then. Only had the plastic over there. You want to tie in that, first of all, the material that we're using is not always just causing a case of a beged or pishtun. Something that absorbs smell. Our plastic, he says, is not coated that well like material. That's first mitzias. Void, he says, beged is the derech to go smell it. Plastic is not the derech to go smell. So once a tiny, since it's not a derech, and what it will absorb already is a mat, one time the mice it's mutter. We're talking about the piscachuvas, but the devetzino, the mice he wants to make. The problem is, you look at the devetzino, the Bar Moshe is coming to argue with the Erchlaner. The Erchlaner is discussing a different case. The Erchlaner, again, he has a halacha sefer on Dal Aminim, on Sukkah, called the Bikur Yaakov. We're talking about the Mishavu numerous times, all through Hilchos Sukkah. The Bikur Yaakov says, when a person has a lulav next to the esrig, the correct thing is to put them together, not to have anything in between them. You have to have them together. He says, Bikur Yaakov, be very careful not to push the lulav against the esrig, because smell the esrig will go onto the lulav, Mildrech. Ait and Miskavin, Sekratio. And if be very careful not to put your esrog next to lulav. On that, come along the Debetzini, wants to argue, say, what do you mean? It's only ma'at over here. It's not the deck to smell your lulav. Don't take the lulav, it smells it. So the Debetzini wants to make only a plastic. Why to argue with the Erchaner? That means the Erchaner holds not the way. He says, you won't have the head to the case of a plastic to go switch it. Hagam, the Kovitz Alochas of Shmuel, you want to even coin to the Erchaner. A smart you make all. One time, by the case maybe of a. No, I take it back. Sorry. The Kermit Lachas, on the case of Lulav, he wants to be Makel, or not a reason. One time, it's directly go away very quickly. It's like Yodim Maskrani, Yodim same Lulav doesn't stay. But then there comes out, on the case of your Lulav, it's Machlaikis, again, the Debetzino, and the Kermit Lachas on your Makel, if you realize the Kur Yaakov is Machmer, it'll come out to switch your styrofoam, if starting to get smell, I think it does get a smell. Or to switch your plastic on Yontif, you'll have a sugya of Melirech. You should not do that. Again, you can tell me numerous stories to watch your Mekel. You say, Yushem, don't bring it down. Say the Miskavin, other stories over here. At the end of the day, once you're Machmer, Melirech, why switch it for? Why switch it? The correct note is not to switch the plastic or the styrofoam, it's that the sugya will be Melirech. Fine, we just finished a long winter's man. Longest winter Zman I've ever been part of. 6 months plus a week before the Zman started. And now we have a schos over here of doing Chazara. Maisos, we learned a lot. Learned Amila Nochri, if you remember that already. Learned before on Shabbos a long time ago already. We learned Oil on Shabbos. We learned Shvusim over here. The Maiso, we have 10 days. To be clear, what you learned is now. Put your time in for a Seder. If you lack, you're shrachim with second side, just someone else. You're being, we are shrachim, night side, do this. This is the time to make the kidney over here. Again, it's 6 long months. It's tough. One simple, we're just close to learn it. We were fighting the war. But at the end of the war, don't give up. Keep going, keep steiging, keep pushing over here. And be cleaner. This is the opportunity to be cleaner, these halachos over here. When's the next time you'll learn certain sugyas, shvusim to rabbanon, real anokhi? These are the sugars that came chayenu. It's every single Shabbos. I get shalas every single Shabbos, negir every Shabbos, every Shabbos meal, negir every single time over here. You have to know these halachas. It's not very simple to, like, if you're on Shabbos, you go ask Rav. You don't have no time to go ask Rav. To go, what to go do, a single Shabbos meal, what to go speak, what to go say, tap a dover, you have to know on the spot. You have to know how to teach people what to go say over here. But learn the sugars, mekayim, and tackle. When you work upon it, b'schus zeh, the world will end. Slocha. Great.